Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Here's your greatest.
A man of many talents, play-by-play broadcaster, real estate agent, and now a state legislator. It's time to talk all things Arkansas with R.J. Hawk, presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Gresham, at Natural State Wholesale.
This is a very special place for R.J., because you are that guy. You're the guy in the neighborhood that everybody. Mr. Hawk, we're going to have the fireworks display in the neighborhood this year.
Yeah, and you know what? I've been coming out here. We were just talking about it. I've been coming out here for 10 years with Doug. I mean, I think they just got air conditioner out here when I first started coming out
here.
Well,
so. he said they had air conditioner from the beginning, but they.
Oh, okay.
But
maybe it was we had the tent at first. We started with the tent, and then we moved into the building with the air conditioner.
Well, we've been doing the show, RJ, for sure for 10 years because Jessica made that point. So maybe 13. You know,
how long has Tommy been off the air?
He's been on five.
Okay. Because so Tommy and I went out the same, essentially the same year.
So you are the guy in your neighborhood that in charge, right? Everybody knows the 25 houses around your neighborhood.
30, but
on your street.
Yep.
That RJ's now. Everybody chipping to give you the money to come over here. How's it work?
For the most part, I mean, kinda.
Do you have other dudes that go? I'm in there with you, or do you get some guys like Raj that go?
Yeah, no.
We'll be there to watch.
I don't know if they listen, but like my neighbor Joe Cameron, he's kind of my counterpart in this because. He'll spend quite a bit, and then Justin Lloyd, who's a fraternity brother, and then
you coordinate.
I coordinate everything, and then
like
Doug's cousin Tim Dugan. He's the guy that wants to go and buy the smallest cake and say, "Okay, I chipped in. I gave you $50." We love Tim,
you got to coordinate so everybody's not buying the same stuff. Is everybody here?
Basically, what we do is I just tell them to come here, and then I just say, "Give your money to Doug, and he will take care of
you. We'll give you the most bang for your buck. We know what all the best products
are. Okay, so let's talk about this. We've talked about
all the products are the best, but for doing these shows,
like the shows
we've talked about the range. That you have you got a gazillion things for kids that are as low as $3, and then you've got a high end, like I say, $1,000. So for something like RJ, for somebody doing a neighborhood with 25 houses, they want to put on a good show. When you see, are they spending $3,000, $2,000-$3,000?
Usually,
$5,000,
$1,500.
Okay,
you know,
that's
starts around there to do a nice show.
Okay,
you know, and then just on up, however big you want to go.
Look at RJ. Look at RJ.
Yes, it is.
Then where does everyone like on your street?
Yeah,
we've been to your house.
Yeah,
where do you shoot them off at?
We're down towards the
cul-de-sac.
We're away from everybody, and then everybody else gets up in the roundabout, and we get Arkansas Tent Rentals.
Yeah.
Tom Arnold Tom Daniel and those guys.
Yeah.
They bring us a tent out. And,
wow. You meet code?
Huh?
You meeting code? You better be.
They put the tent out, and we cook out.
What time does everything start?
We usually get started about 11 in the morning and go till the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah, okay, wee hours of the morning. So everybody knows, do you put out like everybody emails, or do you text everybody, or do you have a social media page?
We've got a GroupMe.
Yeah, okay.
You know, we have a neighborhood GroupMe that we do everything.
All right. So how many people do you think will show up to be a part of your deal? How many kids? Probably 50 kids?
Just the neighborhood kids. Like, you know, I mean, it's not like we are advertising this to the public,
right?
You
don't charge to get in?
No.
So if you don't have a gate code, you can't go watch them?
It's not like we don't advertise this to the public, because then you get the state fire marshal involved, that's a thing.
What is the big boy of what you're going to get this year?
I don't know. Whatever
do you want to have? Do you want to have one of those? There's always been that debate. Do you have long, drawn out? Do you have one big thing in about 60 seconds or 30 seconds?
Our show usually,
it
usually lasts about 20 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're taking a little bit of time in between.
That's what she said.
I wouldn't say there's a little bit of time in between.
That's what she said.
It's bang, bang, bang.
That's what she said.
I have a little bit of experience. Speaking of Tom Daniel, I used to shoot the fireworks off for Jennings.
And
it was a debate back then, and you spending $25,000, $50,000 to where do you Because I would always say, I don't want to see explosion. Let's get this there. Blah, 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 blah. At the end, a strong finish. So you agree?
She said.
No, I agree.
I'm sorry. I'm done.
Nice glasses, by the way.
So many. Thank you. Thank you very much. These are silhouettes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what she said.
Yeah.
One thing we've added this year, so we got a speaker system, so we now in the neighborhood, and so we'll play music while the fireworks are going off. And
else? Now you just got to.
But here's the thing: that insider trading works.
No. I've been doing this before I was in the legislature, and I'll tell you this: Basil has always told me if you're going to do an event, do it right. Like do it, go big or go home.
Yes,
and so we started.
He's always told me. Kill the witness. Nobody can kill him.
And we started small, and it's just we added a piece every year.
That's what you do.
Once again,
does everybody clean up, or is it the next night?
No, it's
next day.
That night, everybody gets their blowers out.
Really?
And we have it cleaned up before everybody goes to bed.
What are the laws there in terms of how late or what? Do you have
laws?
I don't think you can. I think it's past 11 in Bryant. Does that sound about right?
Usually people are at 10 or 11.
10 or 11, yeah.
Anything?
We're done before that.
What about like near a highway or roads and that? How do you do it?
In Bryant,
I know in
Little Rock, you can't shoot fireworks in the city limits. Yeah. You have to be in Pulaski in the county.
Right.
But like in Benton and Bryant, they've got ordinances to where you can shoot them in the city. It's just you got to check with your local city ordinance to be able to figure out what you can and can't do. Some of them have to go out to the country and shoot.
It's been dry a few days too, so you got to be careful.
You know, Jessica, she's got the building right next to the bus. It's 12 stories on the river.
Oh yeah.
So that view's got to be.
Do they still do the pops on the river?
They do.
Okay, so you could actually sit there. And watch it.
Well, in French Hill, I think somehow is tied into that. So he's a sponsor of the
French
deal.
French Hill.
But by the way, we went down to Jones Barbecue yesterday, and they were so nice. On the wall had Mike Beebe and Tim Griffin on the wall down there. So for those who missed that, we just said it was a great experience. 81-year-old Mr. Jones, and his wife, who's I think been married like 50 years. Yeah. All they do is sandwiches. That's all they do, you know.
It's now, Jones is in Pine Bluff.
No, it's thanks for listening. It's in Marianna.
Wow.
Marianna. Wow. I get about a 30-minute window in the morning to listen. And,
yeah, it's Marianna. Okay. Which Roger and I had never been.
Yeah.
81 years old, still getting up doing sandwiches.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and so it was, again, it's different than going in. It's a different experience than going into like Corky's where they got 1,000 things. And this guy's continued a tradition. He's had 3 generations. Back to 1910.
Yeah.
We were saying earlier, back in 1910, those people were trying to avoid KKK.
Yeah.
Had 3 lynchings down there between 1889 and 1920.
Wow.
So anyway, so it was a cool experience to see that. It's basic as can be. Guy out there in the back named Spanky. It's 1,000 degrees, and he's in a tank top, and he's shoveling charcoal that's come out of a fireplace and smoke. I mean, it's just whew.
So you guys have done, what, three? Three stops so far? See, I do listen. so
good.
3 stops, and you got, what, 2 more?
2 more to go. We're going to be at the Skyline Cafe in Mena, and then the what?
Joe's listening.
You know,
you got to do the whole sky lift when you go to Mena. Go to the top of the. You know, they've got.
You've told us that. Yeah.
Yeah. So
we'll do it.
Part of what the governor's done, and they've.
But we want to do it at dusk.
The mountain bike parks in Northwest Arkansas and in Mena. And they've got, like, when you go to Aspen and you ride the lift up to the top, they've got it for bikes now, where you can take it up to the top and do the bike trail all the way back down.
Yeah, Roger, we've done the show at the Queen
Wilhelmina.
Yeah, we've done the show. You know,
I was there. Yeah.
So that's 104 years old. We're doing that next week. And the Dixie Pig in Blytheville is 103. We'll do that a few weeks from now. We got NASCAR to go to.
I think Trey and I actually, when we were doing the high school game of the week early on, when we went to Blytheville, I think we've eaten at the Dixie Pig before, and that was a long time ago. But when you said that, it reminded me of that.
Yeah, we've had a good time, and just to see a part of history. 500 years is pretty darn remarkable.
Yeah.
Now, you guys have been here 16 years. You've got a ways to go. Before you get to the 110 or 105.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what the oldest fireworks stand is in the country. Have any idea?
I have no idea.
I bet you can GPT it.
You can count, until somebody says anything, you are.
Yeah. So, RJ, got to say happy birthday to Christian. He turns 30 today.
What's up? Happy birthday, Christian.
Thank you, RJ.
You look every bit of 20.
So when did you...
I appreciate that.
When did you turn 30?
That was 11 years ago.
So we did it...
I'm 41 in October, yeah.
I love Roger. Yesterday, we
I started doing the show, like the show with you at 23.
Wow, is that right?
Because I spent a year.
You grew up with us.
Yeah, I spent a year with Vickery and at 21, 22. And so I started with you guys at 23.
Yeah, I started the zone at 23.
I was going to say, Christian's been around the buzz.
Yeah. Christian's getting a great response. I don't know if you heard Dirty Diana this morning. He just impromptu. Did you hear that?
I guess I missed Dirty Diana.
Christian, would you please? This is what happens when Christian hears a song. He just, like an angel. Just like an angel.
I know exactly what Christian's going through right now. He's like, let me find it.
The, One more time.
Dirty Diana.
Now, RJ also, Roger, Christian, you may not know this, but RJ has a beautiful voice,
too.
No,
I don't. I do not. I have the worst singing voice ever.
He did Adele. He did Adele. He would do, what was it?
Dearly Beloved.
Prince.
Yeah.
And then you did, was it George, not George Strait, it was...
Justin Moore.
No, you did that one. What was the song he sang, Roger?
A man of many talents.
No. By the way, too, want to give a shout-out to Drew Glover.
Yeah.
Over Natural State and Wholesale. He is from Marianna.
Yeah.
Come to find out, the Steve Edwards family.
Yeah.
Best friends with his dad, who's passed now, but... He goes, we're just coming back from, he was calling me about my tile.
Yeah.
He said, coming back from Marianna. And I said, that's where I'm from. Had no idea. Yeah. Small world. So anyway, I was going to say, shout out to him.
Actually going to try to go to Natural State today. And by the way, if you're looking for flooring, tile, backsplash, anything to remodel a house, go out to Natural State Wholesale and Cabot, or go online, naturalstatewholesale.com. For those that follow me on social media, the house that we just posted over on 216 Todd and Bryant,
yes,
that is a Natural State Wholesale house. Everything in that house, except for the sheetrock, has come from.
He said sheetrock.
From Natural State Wholesale. So
I know what the song is. Yeah, listen, they're so great to work with. Down in the West Texas.
El Paso, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So that was the other one. And if at the very end, he's got a little warble. Yeah. A little warble. Yeah.
That was back whenever they put me in the back room. And so the producer room was not connected to the actual studio. And Tommy at the time said, RJ, won't you sing a song for us? I said, I can't sing. And so I go, I think I know this El Paso song. Well,
he did a great job with it.
I Googled the lyrics real fast. And I was reading the lyrics, and then I did it. I didn't realize that they were going to capture this for the next 20 years.
So do Prince again?
Dearly Beloved.
Do Adele?
Hello.
You're really singing it.
I'm telling you. See there?
So you're
not,
hello?
Yeah, maybe you're not quite as big as you thought compared to RJ.
No, Christian, you are way better than me, I promise.
Are you, look at there, Dwayne Duncan right there. Are you watching the soccer, RJ?
You know what? I have no idea what's going on, but right. I do watch. Like last night, we were at walk-ons in Conway, and we walk in and we saw the first goal that didn't count apparently. But we were all hooping and hollering like we knew what the hell was going on.
Well, the only thing I know is that we got railroaded again on that stupid
on the red card.
Joke.
Because I mean, it was accidental. He stepped on his ankle, but he got the red card. I'm like, how's that happen?
It's like college sports, college football. What do you mean he's not going to be able to play the next game? What stupid rule is that?
That's why he has to sit out?
Yes.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
That makes it even more stupid.
Yeah.
But they said somebody just appealed. I don't know what the
appeal. In the 90th minute.
And that wasn't even close, though. That wasn't even close.
They were just making a play. They were making a play on it. And so, I don't know. But, to answer your question, I'm watching it, and I get really bored when they're not scoring, but I get really excited.
Get some good work done with the computer.
Yeah, whenever they score, it's like, yes. And then I started the USA chant at walk-ons last night.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so it was fun.
Now, Christian, do you think it looks to me, Roger, you may have noticed it, it looks a little floppy to me at sometimes. You know, in NBA, they do the flop. That every time it seems like a soccer player goes there.
Definitely the non-American.
Mark. Yeah, they go, everybody, oh!
And it's like the worst injury ever.
Yeah. So, okay, it's not just me, Christian. I was just wondering. I was like, man, these guys look like they're really, you know, they have
they
to play it
they
up.
Would never, they would never make it in football.
It doesn't appear to me that the American team flops near as much as, I mean, we do not flop like they do.
And can you name, RJ, can you name one player on the soccer team?
Bobolino.
Christian, would you help out? Listen to these three names. He was close. He was close to the guy.
That's the guy that got a
red card. Yeah, what was the red card guy's name?
Fuller and Balogun.
Balogun,
Bobolino.
Listen to these three names that Christian threw out there. Okay. Go ahead, Christian. Here we go.
Oh, for Belgium?
Yeah.
Romelu Lukaku, Kevin De Bruyne, and Thibaut Courtois.
Did he say Lukaku?
I'm telling you, you people don't know the greatness.
You people. I'm telling you what, Christian is greatness. Yes. The fact that he just spit those out.
Hey, Christian, do you know what is the appeal process for the red card? Like,
well,
is that something that you think we can get overturned?
And FIFA is going to say no. That's the
okay. Process, yeah. I didn't know if we had a chance for that to get overturned.
Well, that was reviewed. It was reviewed, right, last night by the, what do they call it, the AVA?
Whenever he did the box. Like, I saw, y'all, he calls time and he does his fingers with the box, right?
And yeah, that's what they do when they go to the VAR or whatever.
Okay, so, well, when he went back and then he comes back and I said, so is he unboxing it? But he came back into the box again.
Roger, did you hear what he said, what he called, what Christian called it?
The VAR.
No, it's not VAR, right? It's a VAR, it's VAR, like with a V, right?
Yeah, VAR. Yeah, VAR.
No, yeah, not bar.
If I may be so,
this is the bar.
Christian, what an asset you are to our show.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, that was our man Steve Qualls. One more time.
And RG, I want you to hear this for you too.
What an asset you are to our show.
Listen, that guy who's doing our NASCAR. He's our NASCAR.
He's really good, by the way.
He is. He's doing a great job.
Qualls does a great job.
He is in to where it's his show now. It's just our show now.
You guys can basically take off.
Everybody that's listening, you want a free shirt?
That Qualls' segment's like whenever we did Silent Night 911. Y'all could just sit back and just hang
tell
out.
You, when we go,
you're absolutely right.
And Doug, you know a little bit about NASCAR. When we go to the Atlanta Motor Speedway, which is now Echo Park, he is going to be on cloud nine because we have access to the pits, and the driver we're getting is the future star. He's driving for Earnhardt Jr.
Oh, you're going to meet drivers.
The young
we're
guy.
Going, we're going,
what's his name?
Jake Finch.
Yes.
And so his dad is Finch. He used to have Finch Racing, and Junior's got him racing for him. He's won six races in a row.
Wow.
Yeah, and so he's from Panama City. That's and awesome. So my dad's flying up. Anyway, so Steve's going to be we're all three of us flying into Atlanta and then taking a car down to that area.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be. Then, Roger, we come back. We come back like Monday, do the show Monday, come back Monday. Then we drive down to Dallas to Cliff Harris's house.
I'm stealing something from that house. I'm just telling you right now.
He's got a
Are y'all staying the night?
We're not going to stay the night at his house, but we're going to do the show there the next morning.
Wow. For the Cliff Harris Award.
Yeah, for the Cliff Harris Award, where you can't go to that day at the Star.
I'm getting something out
But yeah, he's house. Apparently, you know, I'm thinking we're going to try to get maybe Bradshaw or Hampton, some other guys to just call in.
So when are you guys going to the race? When's the race?
It's 11th and 12th of July.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, boogity, boogity, boogity.
Let's go race the boys.
We will take a break. We'll come back with Melinda Mayo. Just want to remind everybody the hours where they're open now, and they're going to be up until 9 tonight. Now, when people are, do you go, 9 o'clock, you're done.
No. We've been open until 10 o'clock the last two nights.
On the last day, is like every shelf depleted?
It gets pretty bad.
This is Roger, as we call it in the business. This is go time.
It's go time.
This is go time for you.
Well, and not only, and not, it's also ice season, so if you need ice, it's the Super Bowl on the ice.
We've got
Panther Ice in Benton that's doing 16-pound bags. It also does bulk. In Bryant, we've got Hornet Ice behind the Walmart. We're doing 20-pound bags there.
Are you having to ship in your ice?
No, it automatically makes it.
I don't think you can keep up with the demand.
Hey, brother, this is my fourth of July, and it's like the Super Bowl of the ice business.
And let's just say, let everybody know that is American-made ice.
It's American-made ice. Yeah.
You're not bringing it?
Nope.
Yeah, nope.
We use Bryant water, and it is
I just thought of something.
Yeah.
I go to get the bag. It comes out, and there's a picture of RJ's face.
There's not
on
a
the
picture
bag of
ours. There's
how cool would that be?
You know what?
How cool would that be?
There is not. But you know what?
With a sign right under it, vote RJ.
Hey, does Morning Mayhem want to sponsor it? I'll put Morning Mayhem on the thing. You guys can pay a sponsorship.
Once again, RJ.
What an asset you are to our show.
I'm looking up at the Black Cat.
Hey!
The Black Cat. So I think of the two things. I think Cherry Bomb. Remember the cherry? We always talk about this cherry bomb. You don't play around with cherry bomb.
Or the M80.
The M80. Ooh. I don't think we had M80. Did we have any?
Oh, yeah.
I knew what the cherry bomb was.
Oh, we had M80.
Which one has the most TNT?
The M80.
The M80.
You would throw the M80 in a mailbox that somebody didn't like and light
Unreal.
It when we were kids.
I remember I got shot. We had a Roman candle. Wes Barrett, who had hair under his arms when he was six, he shot me in the back. I was running away. He shot
his sister.
A candle. Roman candle. Hit me right in the back.
Yeah.
I run into a mailbox.
I fall down. You're like a soccer player.
Holding my back of my shirt. That's what we did as kids.
Did you see this gun right here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I got a picture of that.
That thing right there, if you get shot with that, you're done.
388 shots.
Let's go out real quick and let's shoot some stuff.
Yeah, let's do it.
Melinda Mayo coming back up, but let's just do that. We'll go Facebook Live, Rod. You want to do that?
Sure.
We got to figure out what we're going to buy, so we'll see it before we buy it.
All right. Don't go away. It's 827 live here at Torpedo Joe's.